Listening. Part 1. For questions 1 to 5, listen to a conversation between Nick and Ann and decide whether the following statements are true or false. You will hear the conversation twice.
This year, the winter is not as cold as usual.
Yep. Our planet is getting warmer because of the increasing amount of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide and methane.
I read in an article that cows release a large amount of methane in the atmosphere.
You're right. That's why some companies have applied a new technology to collect methane emissions from cows and turn them into usable energy.
It'd be good if methane is put to good use, since there is more of it. As the world population is increasing, more beef and dairy products will be needed. As a result, more methane will be released.
Scientists are also looking for a way to make the oceans greener, because they think plants could help take in more CO2 and produce more oxygen.
Interesting. I heard about this. Yesterday, I watched a program about a new project called NZT. It aims to collect CO2 from industrial areas and transport it to storage sites beneath the North Sea.
That's amazing! I really hope these technologies can help reduce the greenhouse gas emissions.
Listen again.
This year, the winter is not as cold as usual.
Yep, our planet is getting warmer because of the increasing amount of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide and methane.
I read in an article that cows release a large amount of methane in the atmosphere.
You're right. That's why some companies have applied a new technology to collect methane emissions from cows and turn them into usable energy.
It'd be good if methane is put to good use, since there is more of it. As the world population is increasing, more beef and dairy products will be needed. As a result, more methane will be released.
Scientists are also looking for a way to make the oceans greener, because they think plants could help take in more CO2 and produce more oxygen.
Interesting. I heard about this. Yesterday, I watched a program about a new project called NZT. It aims to collect CO2 from industrial areas and transport it to storage sites beneath the North Sea.
That's amazing! I really hope these technologies can help reduce the greenhouse gas emissions.
Part 2. For questions 6 to 10, listen to the talk about life expectancy and mark A, B, C or D on your answer sheet to indicate the correct answer to each of the following questions. You will hear twice.
Good morning, everyone. As we know, over the last century, life expectancy has increased. Many of the richest countries in the world have a life expectancy of over 80 years. For example, in 2022, the life expectancy in Switzerland, Singapore, and Italy was over 84 years, while in Hong Kong and Japan, it was above 85 years. The current life expectancy worldwide is over 72 years, and it's expected to go up. So why is it increasing? Well, there are many reasons for this. I'll talk about three of them. First, people nowadays can get access to better medical care that helps them stay healthy and live longer. Second, more people understand the importance of good health, so they break bad habits such as smoking and drinking and start practicing healthier lifestyle habits. In addition, people eat a more balanced diet and healthier foods. They are also more careful in choosing foods and drinks that are lower in sugar, salt, and fat. And finally, people nowadays have a better understanding of age-related diseases and how to treat them. This helps them look after themselves better and prepare for any possible age-related diseases. So now let's move on to...
Listen again.
Good morning, everyone. As we know, over the last century, life expectancy has increased. Many of the richest countries in the world have a life expectancy of over 80 years. For example, in 2022, the life expectancy in Switzerland, Singapore, and Italy was over 84 years, while in Hong Kong and Japan, it was above 85 years. The current life expectancy worldwide is over 72 years, and it's expected to go up. So why is it increasing? Well, there are many reasons for this. I'll talk about three of them. First, people nowadays can get access to better medical care that helps them stay healthy and live longer. Second, more people understand the importance of good health, so they break bad habits such as smoking and drinking and start practicing healthier lifestyle habits. In addition, people eat a more balanced diet and healthier foods. They are also more careful in choosing foods and drinks that are lower in sugar, salt, and fat. And finally, people nowadays have a better understanding of age-related diseases and how to treat them. This helps them look after themselves better and prepare for any possible age-related diseases. So now let's move on to...